Thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys are doing great. Remember to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe there. I have a new name. It's called The Prophecies of Abraham. Check it out. I hope you will enjoy those videos. I would love to have you as my subscriber on YouTube as well as I do here on this podcast. Please remember to follow or subscribe to me here on your podcast platform that you're listening to this at. Some podcast platform says follow, other says subscribe. Once you hit the follow or subscribe button, it is free. It just lets the podcast platform know that you are interested in my podcast, so the algorithm will actually promote my podcast out more. So guys, please do that. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel, it is also free there, so don't be scared of the button that says subscribe. It is free. It just lets the algorithm on YouTube know that you like my videos, and they will put my channel out more where more people can see my videos and watch them. Folks, also give me a like. If you like tonight's podcast, push the like button on here. And guys, I hope you had fun. It seems like we may have a long week ahead. I'm going to take a short break here, and then we're going to get into tonight's podcast. This one's going to be more serious tonight, so let's get into it. But first, let's take a little break. We are back. So, folks, tonight we're going to talk about Israel. And I titled tonight's podcast, Remember Israel. As we all woke up on Saturday, we woke up to devastating news to what is going on in the world. And, you know, what's happened with Israel is very sad, and I hope many of you are for Israel. I know a lot of you are not for Israel, but just in case you are unaware, and maybe you're new to being a Christian and you don't know much about the Bible, maybe you never were taught. So if you're listening to this podcast, anywhere in the world, if you're listening to this and you're new, like I said, been new to being a Christian and never were taught the word of God, Israel is God's chosen nation. And it tells you in Scripture, if any nation shall rise up against it, that nation shall be doomed. Now, you may be listening to this, and you know the Word of God. Maybe you have went back, and now's the time to come back to Christ again. Maybe you were taught you can't repent once you go back into the world and you gave up on God, you can't repent. That's not true. You can always repent as long as you have breath in your body, as long as the Spirit of the Lord is still striving with you. This is going to be a tough episode for me to talk about, because there's so many different beliefs that's going on with the nation of Israel right now. But we all can agree, for any nation to go against Israel will be destroyed. And we're seeing this now with Gaza. I believe God is using Gaza as an example. And I believe there's going to be more other nations to step up, and they're going to go against Israel. I think it's been on the news that they believe Iran is in behind this, and that if they find out Iran is in behind it, they're going after Iran. Could this be the start of World War III? I do not know. But maybe some of you are asking yourselves this question as well. We just have to sit back and watch everything unfold, because everything is out of our hands. This is just where you need to pray and just really pray to Christ over all of this. We need to learn that there are good and bad people in the world wherever you live. And I'm pretty sure that there are some people in Palestine that do not agree with how a lot of them believes about going against Israel and wanting to go in onto the land. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people there in Gaza was against this. Just like, you know, here in America, where we all have our own opinions and thoughts. We don't always agree with our own government at what they're doing. We don't agree with each other, how each other lives their lives, or how each other believes here in America. But I'm pretty sure it's that way all over. So there, we have to look, there is good and bad. But God said He will reign on the just and the unjust. We really need to know Scripture. We need to know what the Word of God says. We cannot be, going around thinking we know the Word of God and people looking at us, looking, you know, how do I say this where it makes sense? There are some people that are shallow when it comes to the Word of God. They don't know Scripture like they say they do. I guess that's a better way of saying it. Doesn't mean they're a bad person. It's just, sometimes they just misinterpreted things that they read. And when hard times hit, they're not going to know how to survive. And I believe we are in those hard times. And you really need to have a deep root inside the Word of God. You really need to know Scripture. You need it to be soaking into your heart and soul. And you need to study Scripture and pick you a verse out from each book and each chapter of the book that you're reading. Just pick you a verse out and study on that verse and think about it And just keep studying. Get it memorized. Get it soaked into your heart and soul. Because there will be a day that comes where you cannot have a Bible. You will be killed for having a Bible. Now, a lot of people believe we will be gone in the rapture before then. Others believe we still be here during the tribulations and we will have to do this. See, a lot of people's like, well, if they come try to take my Bible, I'll defend myself. When the tribulation's going on, I doubt you will really be able to defend yourself. Because when tribulation is going on and during all the Antichrist people, or when the Antichrist is here, you know, like when they're having a hostage situation and the police are all gathered, they got the SWAT team, the feds, they got those armored vehicles, they're wearing them bulletproof vests. Well, it'll probably be similar to that, and it'll be military, and it's going to be a bunch of them, and you will be surrounded by these people. So you will have to either be killed, because once you start shooting, they're just going to kill you right there on the spot. And I know that sounds harsh, but that's just how it will be during the tribulation. And a lot of people right now says, oh, I will die for Christ. But when it comes down to it and somebody really has a weapon pointed to your head and says, if you denounce Christ now, we will not kill you. Are you really going to say, I serve Christ with all my heart and I will not denounce him and that you will die for him? Or will you say, I denounce him because I don't want to die and run? The choice will be yours to make. I cannot make it for you. But I hope you will die for Christ and say, I serve Christ. I believe in Christ. I will not denounce him. Folks, this is some serious business we're in now. I'm afraid things are going to speed up and start getting worse from here on out. This is not going to be over in probably a short length of time. I imagine this is going to carry on for a couple of more months. I don't know. That's just me speaking. We really just need to be there one for another and help each other. You know, I told you before that horrible things were coming. That was one of my podcast episodes here on Anchor.fm, Spotify. And I did that podcast in November of 2022. And I told you guys in that podcast that horrible things are coming up on us. And I suggest you all go and listen to that. And I think I titled it Horrible Things Are Coming. And there's two parts to it. And you know, now here it is. Basically, that was done in November 2022. Here it is, October of 2023. And guys, 11 months later, look where we're at. I did a YouTube video in August, last week of August. I believe it took place on August 29th. I did a YouTube video titled, The Judgment of Christ is upon us. In that video, I said there I felt like something was going to come in the fall months between September and October. but I didn't know which one or what was going to happen, but I knew it was going to be in the fall months between September and October. And I guess what it was now that I was picking up both months, that bad things were going to happen in both months. Because remember in September, Morocco had the earthquake, Libya had the flood. Look at what all started happening towards the last week of September with the government. Then on September 23rd, I did another video, said arrest will be made. And I was talking about how the government people will be arrested, and so on, so on. And then September 30th, the very last day, I did another video. And I titled that video, said October will be a buckle down month. And I explained in the video what that means. And I said, watch what all unfolds, whether it be good or bad. Just sit back and watch everything unfold. And see, at that time, when I did the video, our government was trying to make a choice whether to stay open or close. And after I did that video and uploaded it, I noticed that our government decided to stay open. Well, the person that was in behind to keep the government open, they got rid of him. And which that was all over the news. So I don't know where you guys are listening to this podcast at, but that was on the news. Now this with Israel has come about. And so October is the month for you just to buckle down and sit back and watch what all unfolds, whether it's good or bad, whether it's going to be good, something good in your life, your family's life, or, you know, something with the government around the world. Anything is possible that could happen for this month. And so far, everything is fulfilling. Remember I told you before, when I first started podcasting in 2019, I done some video podcast that's called Rich Men Weeping How. My YouTube videos, I titled it The Rich Will Fall. And folks, all that now is coming to pass. And I take no credit for it, because it was not me speaking. It was Christ. It was all of the Holy Ghost speaking and not me. I have to give the credit where credit is due. So anytime you're listening to my podcast or watching my YouTube videos and you see things that was mentioned in this podcast or my YouTube videos and it's happening, don't say, well, Abe said that. Say Jesus spoke through Abe. Because I want credit due where credit is due. I'm not smart enough to come on here and tell you all of this stuff without the Holy Spirit dealing with me. And you guys don't really know how much time and effort you got to put in and pray and read the Word and know the Word. And, you know, you would think a lot of the stuff that comes through to me is that I'm in my prayer session with Christ, just me and Jesus speaking. Sometimes it happens that way. But most of the time, my mind is not even focused on the Bible. My mind is not even, I'm not even praying. Most of the time, I'm watching TV or I'm playing around on my phone with TikTok or, you know, YouTube, watching YouTube videos, or I'm having to do something in my house like wash dishes. You know, their clothes have to be washed. Maybe I'm out doing errands. I'm off in my own little world when I do these things. And all at once, these things just start coming to me out of the blue. And that's how the Lord will work. And he will do the same to you as well if you just get in there and talk to him like you talk to somebody, like you talk to your favorite cousin or talk to someone over the phone. And if this helps you, if you have to, and you don't know how to talk in prayer to Christ, and you're listening to this, wherever you're at in this world, and you're listening to this podcast, I want you to know, if it makes it easier for you, take your phone, hold it up to your ear like you're having a conversation with somebody, and just say, "Dear Jesus, I want to talk to you." And then just tell him how you feel like you're going to talk to someone. Like you're have a conversation with him like you're having a conversation with someone over the phone. And then when you're through with your conversation with Christ, just say amen. That's all you got to say. And then if you do that with the phone up to your ear like you're trying to talk to someone, you know, if that's what helps you get into your prayer life, if this is what's going to help you, do it. Nobody's got to know if someone's on the other end or not. You might say, "Well, that's crazy, and people think I'm crazy." Well, how are they going to know who you're talking to on the phone anyways? If you walk around talking on the phone now out in public to someone and nobody can hear the other person, but they can only hear you talking. So how are they going to know who you're talking to? So get that lying spirit off of you now. But folks, these are some serious times, and I think we're fixing to see some hard times. I do believe the judgment of Christ is upon us. I believe the famine that I have told you guys about before is here. I've told you before, I know I mentioned it in my YouTube videos, that the government will fall. I know God is cleaning up the corruption worldwide. We're going to see probably in this time now, since all this is going on with the war, I believe we will see a lot of people that think they're Christians step away and not want anything to do with Christ. They will not read their Bible. They're not going to want anything to go to church. They will not even listen to gospel music. And you're going to be shocked and surprised who says they do not want nothing to do with church or God ever again, and do not mention it to them. These are going to be people that's been going to church 20 and 30 years, and one day a slip is going to be switched on them, and they're going to be a total different person. And you will be shocked and surprised who does this, and the reason why. After they told you to keep the faith through your trials, after they told you keep trusting in Christ, but yet now when it's back on to them, they can't handle what you had to handle. It's a different story now. So just remember that, people. But I want to read something to you, and it comes from Zechariah chapter 14, and this is going to be verse 2. So I want to read this to you here. It says, For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the house rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity. And the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then verse 3 says, Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Verse 2 has come to pass. because I've been seeing what's happening with the women. I don't want to say the word. You know what the word ravish means, and people are talking about it on social media. I saw a lady last night in a video on TikTok that's from Israel, and she said what people, the Palestinians, have done to the women. And when she said that and was talking about this, I thought about this verse. And I was like, I need to talk about this in my podcast to let people know that the word of God is true and what we're seeing is prophecies of the end fulfilling. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful, because even in the Bible it says many false prophets shall rise, and they will deceive the new Christians that don't know scripture. They will deceive them and they will lead them astray. Be careful. Make sure you get with somebody. If you're new, make sure the person truly knows Christ. I know it's going to be hard for you to discern, but ask God to help you find a true person that serves Him, that will not lead you astray. That'd probably be the best thing to do in these last days. We've got to stand together. We have been warned of famine to come, to stock up on food supplies, get non-perishable items, buy up canned goods, anything that you can for the hard times to come ahead. We have been warned to get our house in order for the past 3 years now, which we should have gotten our house in order a long time ago, but for the love of Christ and the love of our Father who gave us life, He still warned us and gave us plenty of time. And you know, it's kind of like that game, hide and go seek, where you hide and somebody closes their eyes and counts to 10 or 20, whatever you have them to count to, while you find a hiding place. And then after they get through counting, they say, ready or not, here I come. That's the way it's going to be with Christ. Ready or not, here I come. And He gives you plenty of time to get ready. So you can basically saying He is counting. And He's asking you, to, instead of you going and hiding, He's asking you to come and receive Him. Repent and receive Him, and He will put your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But if you don't, that means you were not ready. And like this will be saying, He'll say, ready or not, here I come. I gave you time to get ready. And many people will see the signs of everything going on in the world today, and we will not wake up to the natural disasters that was happening. And now we're seeing what's going on with Israel, and we still got time to repent. And this very verse that I just read about the women being ravished and the city being taken over and stuff is still coming. And all this is already happening before our eyes, and people will not wake up. They don't want to repent and serve Christ for some reason. I feel bad for those who have been held captive. And the Palestinians have already said, or Hamas has already said, that they're going to start killing the captives, those that they have captured. They're going to start killing them. And if I'm not mistaken, they've already killed some. I've heard children has already been killed. you know, we haven't seen nothing yet. Things is going to get worse with this. And I believe we're going to see some destruction here in America. Last week, I did a YouTube video called America Has Fallen. And I did this video, I believe it was either Wednesday or Thursday. It was one day last week, and I had done that video. And then all this goes down on Saturday. And you better believe that these other nations will probably try to retaliate against America for helping Israel out. But what if our government decides to shut its doors? What if the government decides to shut down? And they say when our government shuts down here in America, the government employees cannot get paid. And that's our police officers. That's those who work for any department of the government. This is also includes, you know, our politicians can't get paid. Anybody who works, say, like as mayors, anybody who has a state government job that's not a politician, these people are not going to be able to get paid. And that's including our military, our very own military people that's fighting for our nation. They will not be able to get paid, but they said they are still required to go to work. How long do you think it's going to last for these people to keep going to work and not getting paid? What do you think is going to happen if our military keeps fighting for their nation and not getting paid? How long do you think that's going to last before somebody gets tired of this? Right here in America, people, we're our auto industries are on strike, our three major auto industries. And I think today they talked about, it was either yesterday or today, I think it was yesterday, another auto industry, a trucking company, has went on strike. And you've got this going on. And it tells you in the Bible, and that's what I said, in America Has Fallen, the people who's got businesses, they call them merchants. The Bible, they're called merchants. Nobody is there to buy your merchandise. And you will weep and howl. And look at all the things that's going on. And if we are in war here in America and our government is shut down and nobody's getting paid, how can these people go to your business and buy any merchandise you have? The people, it says you will weep and howl because nobody will buy your merchants. I told you businesses are going to close. Corporation businesses will shut their doors. God is tired of the evil and corruption of all of that. And I believe this going on with Israel is going to clean up the corruption. Just not only here in America, but all around the world. I've tried to tell you before, many people are going to perish. This should open up your eyes. That was not me speaking, but that was the Lord speaking. I truly believe in the Bible. And as I see what's going on, like the verse I just read, you know, but the Lord's going to defend Israel and he will give back to them. As in verse, let's go to chapter 12, verse 2 here. And I want to read this to you. It says, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judea and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness, and I will open my eyes upon to the house of Judea, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And then if you go to verse 9, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. So right there in chapter 12 of Zechariah, verse 9, it tells you God will seek to destroy all nations that come against Jerusalem. And let me tell you, you better get ready. You better get prepared. Because, like I said, what we see going on with Gaza right now is God destroying them because of that very verse. You do not touch Israel. You do not go any worse towards Jerusalem. And they trying to get to Jerusalem to destroy it. But God will destroy them. And the king of the north, which is Russia, they say, which is also Gog and Magog, will try to get to Israel also. And all those places will come together. You have Persia, which is Iran. You've got Turkey. And you have, I'm wanting to say, Sudan, I believe I saw. This one will, are all against Israel, even Lebanon. So, folks, but when all of them starts going after Israel and trying to destroy it, the word of God says God will destroy them. They may think they're winning. They may think they got something going, but in the end, it won't work out for them. But God will restore Israel. He always has and always will. But just keep them in prayer. Remember them. Just remember this is going to be a downfall for so many people in the world right now. But you have been warned and warned for a while. And I believe God is through trying to warn us and get through to us. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. Please share with others, share with your family and friends. Remember, go to the book of Zechariah and learn more about Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. So, thank you guys so much for listening.